So it's interesting, Rambam, regarding the halacha of Pesach Sheni. The Rambam writes, Shogag Berishon, V'hizid B'Sheni. If you are Shogeg on Pesach Rishon, and intentional on not bringing a carbon on Pesach Sheni, Yechayev Kares. Because it fits in the Rambam Shita, is you have failure to bring a carbon, whether it's a Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, to Yechayev Kari. So he's a Berishon, Shagag Berishon, he's a Besheni, the Rambam writes Yechayev Kari. However, the Rambam writes, if you tame Viderach Rechoka, and then you he's a Besheni, you're not chayev in kares. So according to the Rambam, shogag berishon v'hizid b'sheni, so you're chayev kares. But if you tamei derech rechoka berishon v'hizid b'sheni, you're not kares. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that ger shen eskayer v'hizid b'sheni. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that, let's say, someone is a ger shen eskayer, and then he doesn't bring a carbon sheni from Bezid. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, he's chayev kares. However, he writes in Spisha, however, according to the Rambam, it's far from Pashut, because the Rambam says, the Rambam passes like Rebbe, it's a regal b'fnayah, so how does he know? Because the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us, that Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos. So Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos, so it must be a regal b'fnayatzma, because only a korban which is as a set time, a kavua lozman. But if it's a tashlumin, so it's not Docha Shabbos. So either the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Regel with Neyatzmo, and is Docha Shabbos. So according to Rambam, that if the Rambam holds, what's the difference? Shogag Berishon V'hizik B'sheni Chayev Kares. However, if you Tamei and Derech Rechoka, and he's in Enochai, because the difference is because a ger, he wasn't even Bechlau Chayev, so therefore he's not Chayev Kares on a Pesach Sheni, because he wasn't Chayev, but he was totally exempt. By a Katan, by someone who's Shogeg, they were Chayev, so you can make a distinction. That for the Jewish person, if he didn't bring either, he's chayev kares. But if he's a tamei derech rechoka, he wouldn't have kares. That's the whole discussion regarding Pesach Rishon. I should say about Pesach Sheni. You have on one hand the cases of if you shagag berishon hizid b'sheni, according to the Rambam, Yechayev Kares. If you tell me there are Chachoka, Rishon and he's a Besheni, you're not Chayev Kares. And we have the other cases where you're Mazed Berishon and you brought a Pesach Sheni. So according to Rashi, he's still Chayev Kares. According to the Rambam, no, if you bought a Pesach Sheni, you're not. And according to the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, maybe that's the Machlokes Rebbe Rav Nassim. So according to that, we have a third Nafka Mina. So Gemara gives us Gershon Iskayer Katan Shehigdil. That's the Nafka Mina of, if you hold like Rebbe, it's Regal B'fnayatzmo, so then they're both Chayev. If you hold this Tashlum, since they were Pata, there's nothing to make up. According to this third Pshah, we have a third one that According to the Rambam, you can say for HaMitzvah, so according to Rebbe, it's regal with the Yatzmo. So Yechayev Kareis. If you hezid, Berishon, Behikri B'Sheni. However, according to Rav Nathan, you're not Chayev Kareis because it's only a Tashkum in Berishon. Those are some of the issues that come up regarding Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni.